This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 19th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, much of Israel is experiencing mild temperatures with clear skies across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant day to be outside if you have the chance. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Mariv, the IDF executed 2 airstrikes in Gaza earlier today, resulting in the deaths of 11 people, including 5 Hamas members. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF targeted Hamas commanders in Gaza. Palestinian sources say 9 people died in strikes on the Nusayrat and Tufa areas. Also this hour, Walla has reported just minutes ago that an IDF strike on a Gaza City police station claimed at least 9 lives. Separately, JNS has noted that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stated Syria was close to deploying Turkish troops, a move Israel firmly opposed. And finally, Forward highlights a personal narrative from a former political detainee in Israel, facing trial for his involvement in protests. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lee Kern questioned if authorities have located Jason Arde's assassin, expressing frustration over the lack of updates. This was posted 3 hours ago. Yaron Samid, an Israeli-American commentator, argued earlier today that claims of a Gaza genocide are profoundly misleading. Eitan Fishberger highlighted Turkey's strategic moves to gain favor with Washington. His analysis was shared 3 hours ago. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Mariv reported that the Israeli Air Force conducted 2 operations targeting militants planning attacks. This comes amid heightened tensions in the region. Such actions are likely to escalate the conflict, impacting any potential peace negotiations. Turning to the targeted strikes on Hamas commanders, the Jerusalem Post noted that the IDF aimed at specific leaders involved in orchestrating attacks. This precision targeting could significantly disrupt Hamas's operational capabilities. However, it raises concerns about retaliation and civilian safety in nearby areas. Meanwhile, Walla provided fresh reports of casualties from an airstrike on a police station in Gaza City. This incident adds to the rising toll of violence in the region. The international community may call for restraint to prevent further civilian harm. In related news, JNS covered Netanyahu's claim about Syrian troop movements. The Israeli leader warned against Turkish military involvement in Syria. U.S. envoy Tom Barrack expressed concern over this development, signaling potential diplomatic friction. Such tensions could impact regional stability and U.S.-Israel relations. And finally, Forward shared the story of an Israeli citizen facing legal repercussions after participating in protests. This personal account highlights the ongoing tensions between the government and its critics. The outcome of such trials might influence public sentiment and future demonstrations. On the economic front. First, Kotek reports that the shekel has gained strength against various global currencies. This trend underscores the positive impact of Israel's exports and foreign investment. Separately, Israel Hayom Business covered a Supreme Court ruling on brokerage agreements. A complex case involving property purchase obligations highlights the intricacies of real estate law in Israel. And finally, Mariv Business discusses advancements in sky defense technology. The Andromeda system aims to enhance internal security by consolidating drone detection data, potentially revolutionizing airspace management. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.